see what I got here. So welcome to our chat. I'm assuming you guys can hear me. I'm not wearing headphones because I was told that I should take the headphones off. All right, so I got a message here from my girlfriend. Hold on for a minute. I don't understand this. I can't fucking read it right now. So there you go. So how's everybody doing? Okay? Everything's great. Vic Lombardi joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. James Kaufman with us now. James, how you doing, man? You in, where are you, man? Are you in Arizona or, Montana or L.A.? I never tell with James. Allie is with us. Hello, Allie. King Cap is up with, of course, King Cap is in Japan. And MD, who is it? Michael Crosley has dubbed all of you, as Fildos, which I like that. Quentin with us. Jeff. He's got new glasses. Charlie, the world of the world-famous Phil Hendry show. We got Ben with us here. Now, where's everybody from? I always want to know where people are checking in from, just so we know what our reach is, what our potential power over this planet is. Mike Nickus, I saw Mike checking in. Today we went on Facebook Live. Facebook Live is great, man. We had thousands of we've had thousands of views on Facebook Live since we just... Facebook Live is way more powerful than Periscope, and I only bring that up to sort of give you guys the inside scoop on Anderson in Brooklyn. Yes, finally, fucking New York checking in. It's been a while. Lorenzo in Whittier, hello, you doing, Ben? Allie's with him, Mr. Hendry. I like the backdrop, looking very modern and HD. It's our virtual studio, Allie. Thank you very much. And Allie, thank you for your help. I will just say that. I don't want to make things more weird. There's nothing, you know. Allie works for, Allie works for my union, and she's not giving me anything other than information, which I really appreciate. Bernie G, no time for chatting tonight. On my way to hold Madonna to her promise, go Hillary. What's that, Bernie? Jeff is in Sacramento. Ben is in Dubai. And Ben, I don't think I had any responses from my question on Twitter last week. Where's a good place to get drunk in Dubai? But we're going to wait and see. Jeff, tomorrow I'm watching Three Stooges take Valium. Great. Greg, hey, Phil. It's Greg from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Good to talk to you, Greg. It's cool to talk with you every week, man. Vincent, good evening from Cullman, Alabama. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Quinn with us. Jeff, everybody, man. I think I got caught up on everything. I want to let you guys know that we do have a new website design that we're thinking of right now in the works. It's going to be implemented by the beginning of the new year, and one of the things that you probably will be really grateful for is the fact that we're going to have an automated update your address and your credit card without having to fucking email us, you know, like a real thing. So that's a beautiful thing. Rory's with us. Madonna promised to blow everyone who votes for Hillary. I'll pass myself. I'll fucking pass, if you know what I'm saying, man. No shit. Hey, Bernie, dude, ain't worth it, man. Don't go driving to wherever the fuck. You'd probably kill yourself speeding for that. No, thank you. King Cap went to high school with Madonna. Uriel, how you doing, Uriel? Uriel's with us from Tampa. I haven't talked to you in a while, Uriel. Good to see you. Patrick Buttermeyer, how you doing, brother? Lots of people. Lorenzo with us. Phil, never got a chance to thank you for the awesome voicemail message. Thank you, man. I'm happy to do that for anybody. And we're going to start a new promotion in November, which doesn't really involve you BSPs, although we'll probably do a special gift to all of our BSPs in November. We'll do another voicemail thing. I shouldn't say voicemail, a new voice message thing. You can do whatever you want with it. Colby Jack, Yvette, you're in Oregon too. Hello to you. Is this your first time on BSP Chat? So Colby and Yvette are going to be talking to each other, and I doubt if I'll be seeing those two for the rest of the goddamn night. That's great. George Smith, Hummer for voting Clinton. Okay, brother, I got that. Yvette is in Eugene. Hello, Yvette. So that's my news, man. What is happening with the rest of you guys? What is going on? What, Rory, I need to know more about Goldie Showers. Goldie Showers is the weatherman at Channel 19, Rory, where, as you know, Don Berman works. And it used to be Golden Showers. It used to be Goldie Showers. It's actually Golden Showers now, ever since he won his goddamn Emmy. So, but Don, haven't you won an Emmy? Yes. Technically, no, you haven't. Technically, no, I haven't. I got, may I speak freely? Go ahead. I got fucked out of it by that goddamn, that robot they got working on Channel 2. But nonetheless, so Goldie Showers does the weather at Channel 19, and it's now Golden Showers, though. It's not since he won his Emmy. All right. Greg, not too happy around here. Big Ben is out for Sunday. Oh, dude. Greg is in Pennsylvania, and Ben Roethlisberger is out of the Pittsburgh lineup for Sunday's game against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And we wish everybody well there. I don't know who, you know, I got to be honest with you, Greg. Steelers, Patriots. Love the Steelers. Love the Patriots. I mean, you know, as long as the Steelers back in the day were not playing my Raiders, which was my team back then. But all respect to the Steelers as a, you know, great dynasty NFL franchise. God bless them. The Pats, you cannot deny, are badass. So I don't know. I don't want to go too much into that. Phil, what's the name of the character you do that sounds slower than Bud? I think he was like a boxer. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, like this guy here. That guy, if you talk about him, that guy's had a different names that he's had over the years. And the voice, you know, come from Looney Tunes cartoon, because it used to be
there was a character in the Looney Tunes cartoons would say things like, "That's the way I'm going to do it. That's it." He was like a dumb guy. He was like a big owl or a giant bird or some stupid shit. Vincent, things are great here. Working in my model airplane shop tonight. All right, Vincent, Colby, Jack, Yvette, I'm in Dallas, Monmouth. Dallas, Monmouth in Eugene proper. So Colby is hitting on Yvette. Alexis, internet has been fucked up. Oh, no shit. Because I got nothing but a beautiful internet here, man. Let me see. I believe I do. Yeah, it's all good on my end of things. So, Phil Fan, James Kaufman, he may call everyone who passes him bastard. All right, let's see. Let me go down to the bottom of the thing here. This is Jerome Wilson. Jerome, how you doing, man? This is a new BSP. Wanted that guy that fell down a... Jerome says, I wanted that guy that fell down the community. Oh, yeah, Warren Benman. Warren Benman is Jerome. That's the character.
I got them. I'm just talk to people like that.
That guy fell off a fucking broadcast tower. J.G. Pasternak, we're in the home stretch of cleaning up here from that G.D. hurricane a couple of weeks ago. Northeast Florida got a much needed bath, but we lost a lot of beautiful old oaks. Do you ever have the pleasure of hurricanes back in your Orlando days? I did not, J.G. Not even close to it, man. And that's pretty weird because I was in Orlando from 73 through 77, 4 years. And we had some badass rain, but we never had a hurricane. Yvette is responding to all, yes, in Eugene proper. She's talking to somebody that's hitting on her. Michael Crosley is saying to us, a perfect tragedy. Michael Crosley says, perfect tragedy for the Cubs to lose the last two at home. Well, wait a minute. Oh, Michael, you didn't hear our prediction the other night. Michael, I predict the Cubs will sweep at home. So the Dodgers will win two of the three in L.A., and then the Cubs will go back and win two. That's my prediction. Now, do I want that to happen? No, I, and I'll tell you why. Not because I have any, you know, I bear anybody ill will, but I just like it when those curses continue. It's a lot of fun for the rest of us that are not the fans of those teams. So to see the Cubs go yet another year of agony would be fun, but I think the Cubs are in a prime position to win too. You want to know why? There's one reason. The manager they have, Madden. Any other year, this guy Madden is a miracle worker, and I think he's going to do it for them. Jamie, are we doing roll call? Checking in from Venice, Venice, California, Venice, Florida, Venice, California, I hope. Ben, Phil, we were talking before the show. Consider having Margaret Players do Gilligan's Island, okay? Charlie, William, got to be either Herb or Vernon. Rory McLeod, I'd like to see a bit with Warren Benman and the deaf lady with a talk show. So Warren Benman and Debbie Daly have a talk show, and he's got a complete nerve damage, and she's deaf. And so for like 20 minutes, we just hear, we don't understand a thing they're saying. Is that it? Which is probably not a bad idea, and I should have known better. Allie, our Dodgers are going to take it. Look at Allie. I love me the Dodgers more than anybody. Anybody. I've been a Dodger fan my whole life. But I love to see, you know, just some shit happen. So, Dodgers are, what are the Dodgers are, is it 2-2 now? They play tomorrow? Where the fuck are they? What's happening tomorrow? Are they in Chicago again? All right. Raiders are moving to Vegas, says Rory McLeod. If they get their goddamn stadium, Michael Crosley, I heard it, Phil, just hoping you're wrong. Oh, you know, I do too in my own way. Jason, Coach Dozier hates playing our Florida teams because our kids are all battle-hardened from the hurricane, so he has to put cigars out on his kids. Cigars? Patrick Bunmeyer. Patrick, how you doing? Most psychotic has to be Herb Sewell. Lorenzo, where are you calling? Where are you checking in from tonight, Patrick? Lorenzo, what percent of Margaret is based on your mom? Oh, that's a great one, man, and about 100%, with the exception of Margaret's level of achievement. My mom professionally would never have gotten as far as Margaret's like a writer and a this and a that. My mother was an old Canadian lady who was sort of beat into the role of being a wife and a mother, so... But the rest of it is my mother, 100%. Her and Bobby Dooley. You have to put the two of them together. You have to take Bobby's sociopathic nature and Margaret's, you know, narcissism. Man, you got it going on there. Rory McLeod, Warren Benman, and Debbie Daly. Right on, brother. I think that would be Madden blows chipmunks on ice. That's from Michael Crosley. Jeff, Atascadero with Walter Belhaven and Randall Toomey. Atascadero with Walter. What is that in response to, Jeff? What, Jamie, yes, sir. Venice, California. Jamie's with us in Venice, California. I miss Venice. I was just in Venice last week. We were having breakfast at that place. I can't remember the name of it. It's a fucking great place. It's a big-ass cafe thing, man, about a block up from the beach. And I had to sell my fucking house and move to Venice. I should sell my house and buy something right there in Venice because I really miss being in a community where there's really a lot happening. Up here, it's sleepy beach country. It's sleepy surf country. It's, let's go to the taco stand, okay? Well, what else do you want to do? Well, let's go down and check the sides out and I don't know. You know, I don't know. Something about my mom's box. Luke, Dean freaking Wheeler. By the way, Luke, thanks for that post today on Facebook. I think it was you who posted 200 million registered voters. God damn, son. That's a lot of motherfuckers. We need a Henry Dodgers game. Yep. Yeah. God, I was thinking about Vin the other day. Vin Scully, he's gone now, man. That's it. That's the first time. It's a mindfucker. Think of this, you guys. Think of how old you are. Now, think of how old I am. I'm 64. The first time I heard Vin Scully calling a game, I was laying in my bed as a kid at the age of 10, listening on my transistor radio to Vin Scully doing a Dodger game from Houston, Texas, before there was the Astrodome. And before they were the Astros, they were called the Houston Colt 45s. And he had, I'll never forget, Koufax on the mound, and Koufax is sweating. He's got on the long sleeve. You see, he was describing Sandy Koufax drenched in sweat because Houston's a hot fucking place in the summer. That's when I first heard him. And he just went off the air this season. I'm 64. 54 fucking years, man. It's just, you cannot even begin to, I don't know, man. even imagine it. Allie, Michael, Mr. Henry. Let me see. What's going on here, Allie? Who are you talking to? Huh? Allie, I think I found one of my favorite Henry quotes. She'd scare the pants right off the side of a tin barn. Quentin, hey, Phil, how are you? How you doing, Lions? Are you doing Lions Line? I am not, Quentin. We are not doing Lions Line because of the fact that it's such a brutal goddamn workload. And quite frankly, the dollar ratio, you know, sweat to dollars is not there. So I think it's a great thing to do for specialty fans. You know what I mean? So we could have a Lions line. We could have a Lions game thing, but we'd have to increase the. It would have to be a special price. It would have to really be much more expensive for us to do the Lions. And make it worth our while, it would have to be like a season package, you know, which we're happy to do. I mean, we can think about doing it for next season. But Michael Crosley, yes, Michael, how you doing, brother? Allie, Michael, Mr. Henry himself, Michael, ha ha ha, excellent. Okay, I don't know what that was about. Luke, it was indeed me who posted that Politico article. That was a good article, Luke, and I had no goddamn idea we had 200 million registered voters. That's impressive, man. That's very impressive. That's I would say that this country, I mean, how could we? That's fantastic. I mean, we should be proud of ourselves. 200 million goddamn voters. Colby Jack, Yvette, congrats to you. Hugh, for me, good. We could never get together. I grew up in Seattle and I'm a big Husky. Okay, so Colby Jack's picking up on Yvette. JG, listen to random old bit last weekend, sometime in 03. I think Bob Green was talking about how he needed to sexually harass his employees because he was a powerful man and locker room talk was the only way he could blow off some steam. Perfect! How relevant. Colby Jack, Vince Scully did, does, and will always rule. Man, Alexis, Huskies rock. That's the University of Washington. James Kopp and Phil, missing Vinny. Loved it when he had called a game with Don Drysdale pitching. No shit. You remember those days? Drysdale on the mound. Drysdale, I remember, this was Drysdale's season. 20 wins, 17 defeats. I mean, that guy was like a fucking workhorse, man. He pitched all the time. Some seasons he lost as many games as he won. He was, in many ways, the opposite of Koufax. Drysdale didn't mind brushing people back. He didn't mind knocking people down. He was a big dude. He had a imposing... Koufax had a weird windup and an imposing windup, but Drysdale, to see that guy throwing a fastball at you, it'd scare me to fucking death. Jamie, hey, Phil, daily segment suggestion. Herb Sewell Amber Alert traffic reports. Nothing more than Herb just announcing what freeways are open for Amber Alert people. Quentin, got you about Lions Line. I just wasn't sure if I was missing them. No, you're not, Quentin. We haven't produced any new ones, but you know, we're always thinking about it. I love doing those. I love doing those, and I wish that they had been, you know, I wish people were tuned into those more. We probably could have been more successful with them had we offered some for free. I mean, that's always a good way to promote anything, is to drop a few out there for free and see what the action is. But we never really did because it's such an investment of time and energy. But I'll tell you what, man, I think there's a future for that kind of satire, you know. Sports is not satirized at all. Think about it. There is no sports satire. Not really. You know, not really. I mean, just there's a lot of guys that talk funny about sports, but there's nobody satirizing the whole ridiculous world of sports. All right. Quentin, got you about Lions Land. Lorenzo, Phil, when is your next show at the Hollywood Improv? It will be on November the 5th, I think, Lorenzo. Check out the calendar, whichever is the first Saturday in the month of November. Well, I can figure it out for you right now. I mean, the first Friday is November the 4th. November the 4th, Lorenzo, will be our next show. And, oh, by the way, on that show, we're going to roll out Steve Bozell as the host of the show. That's why I did a little promo with him on Facebook today. Facebook Live. Let's see what we're doing here, man. There you go. That's what I'm looking at. That's the board that I'm looking at. You know, when I'm looking at there's the. I'd show you the chat box, but it has everybody's IP address, and I cannot, in all good conscience, show you that. Bernie's with us. Hi, Phil. Thursday chat works much better for me. Right on, brother. Bernie A. We have a Bernie G. So you're different from Bernie G? Bernie A? All right, brother. Ben, Phil, any update on HendryCon? Yes, there is. We have decided, in conjunction with some of the new people that I have working on the site, and I've got some marketing people with me now, and get a load of this. They feel that a series of small meetups, because we felt that doing Vegas was too big and too, you know, sort of centralized. People have to come in. A bunch of small hookups and their hangouts. It's like, I'm going to be at this bar this weekend. I'll be at this bar this next weekend. I'll be at this bar all over the country. When they told me that, I loved it, man. It's a way of getting out and meeting you guys. It's a way of doing it in a more, I suppose, intimate way, you know. And it's not a huge-ass production. It's the same sort of party. Hey. So that's it, brother. That is the update on HendryCon. And that's all going to be made much, much clearer. Like I said, by the end of the year, because we have a... in mind, we have a site redesign that's going to be happening. Colby, Jack, Alexis, go dogs. You're in Beeham area, if I remember. Either way, woof. Okay, these are a bunch of Northwest people talking. I don't understand. Scully at Hearn, says Yvette. Right. Chick Hearn, that's a whole other story, man. Chick Hearn. Chick Hearn was a poet, you know. Love Chick Hearn. I mean, there's so many, like 17,000 referees here tonight, only three of them getting paid. Love that one. We all remember the mustard's off the hot dog. We all remember all that shit, but does anybody remember this one, you know? Mark Eaton is 7'4". If you want to know how tall that is, just walk under the wings of a DC-10. Or the basketball going around the hoop like a motorcycle in a motor drum. And I always told you, you know, Wes goes up to the fifth floor, leaves Frazier at the fourth. I mean, great shit. Phil DM fan, MD Phil fan. Phil, the first half of August, except the 8th, are having problems with video. The stream seems to be okay. Dude, that is when we had a major, major personnel upheaval here. Now, when you say we're having problems with video, but the streams seem to be okay, you are basically saying that, what, you can't load video? There is no video? Because we'll get all over that like white on fucking rice. By the way, this iOS problem, everybody, has affected the streaming player on our website. Now, I know a lot of you have iTunes subscriptions and so forth, and maybe you didn't notice it. But I noticed that the player on our website, the audio player on our website, was fucked up, to put it more as delicately as I can. Allie, Ben, it's no longer in Vegas. It seems HendryCon is now an infinite amount of layers. Yes, Allie, you got it. Only layers is spelled L-A-I-R-S, not L-I-A-R-S, unless you are saying that HendryCon is an infinite amount of liars, and that could very well be. Rory, I feel like Margaret would own the Nasty Woman moniker. I don't know. I mean, the Nasty Woman, you know, that's Donald Trump's thing, and I don't want to get into that shit. He's got whatever he's got in mind, you know. Donald Trump, in my opinion, you know, anybody's nasty, and any woman that says to him, oh, you know, hi, thank you, and kind of ignores him, she's probably a nasty woman, so I don't want to get into it. Luke D, I was 11 when Kirk Gibson hit that home run. Remember it vividly. Luke, I remember it vividly, too. You were 11? I was 36. And I was in, guess where I was? This is no shit. I was in the Rusty Pelican in Glendale. Now, the Rusty Pelican in Glendale no longer exists. The Rusty Pelican in Glendale is a completely different restaurant. I think it's a Japanese restaurant now. It sits right off the 210 freeway. It's got a gorgeous view of the 210 and then downtown L.A. I was in that restaurant with a girlfriend from San Diego that I met at the Rusty Pelican to have a drink. And we were going to get together, and we were talking, and it just so happened that goddamn Dodger game was on. And she's from San Diego. She was a Padre fan. But when that goddamn thing happened, when Kirk Gibson hit that home run, even she stood up and applauded. This is a Padre fan. That's how cool that shit is. And Allie, you're right. It's a bunch of dive bars. That's what's going to happen. Dive bars in wherever. Greg, we have an improv in Pittsburgh. Any chance if you're bringing your sideshow here? Yes, Greg. Yes. Oh, fucking yes. I have a good relationship with our friends in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv. And there is a brand new improv up here at the El Pacifico, believe it or not. It's called Levity Live, and it's right up here in the Oxnard Mall. And I don't know whether I, you know, will be there or not, but I have a feeling that, yeah, we're going to be doing all of that shit. And thank you for asking, because it's important. MD, Phil Fan, he's talking to Rory. Ben is talking to Allie here. Jeff, what was the inspiration for the Reverend Dave Castorini? Pat Buchanan, Jeff, thanks for asking. If you notice the voice, I try to channel Pat Buchanan as much as I can. But I also used the youth ministry thing because, for some reason, something had been happening in the news that weekend that made me think of... It may have been that dude in... There's a dude in Arizona that had, like, a, quote, youth ministry, which I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, they're trying to reach out to young people with their bullshit. Jamie, hey, Phil, is Margaret ready to publicly... address Jason J. Delmonico's transition to womanhood yet? The young man will be a woman soon. She needs to face reality. Maybe you're talking about Frank. Frank is definitely... He realizes he has a fine young woman there in his house. Alexis, talking to Colby Jack, grew up in Bellevue area. Live in BAM now. My younger sis is UW alum, as well as my cousins. Love the Huskies. Hey, here's Chris Kemp. I love to hear you and Bud drinking tequila and discussing life. Chris Kemp, by the way, has done a number of really cool caricatures that we love so much, Chris. Thanks for doing those of all the different... Rudy Canoza's that you posted this week were fucking fantastic. And we are going to be using caricatures of our top 10 characters on our website redesign, because we're going to have a hierarchy, if you will, of audio. Our top 10 characters, their clips, then the most popular clips, and then finally we'll get into the archives. So we're trying to layer the archives in a way that's going to be a lot more interesting for people. William, get his fat ass back in the game. I don't know who in the fuck... Allie, November the 4th? Who's she talking about? Allie, what are you talking about there, November the 4th? A bad hombres, I saw that. Roland Schwinn? You know that the voice of Roland Schwinn was taken over, William, by Don Bourbon, so... Girl... You'll be a woman soon. Rory McLeod, Lorenzo. I love the Steve character. Which one? Steve Dooley? Steve Bozell? William. This girl is... So everybody's getting into the Jason J. Delmonico declaring as a chick. Did Margaret talk about that or something? Allie, Mr. Henry, can Steve Bozell be suing someone? Because that will make me wee myself. Okay. When? Next show? You got it. No, there's no Thursday chat, Charlie. It's something that Bernie G, but Bernie A was hoping for. Now, I will tell you this. We're implementing more live streaming shows. Sunday night will be another live show. You know, Sunday Night Live, if you want. That will be a live streaming show on Sunday night, which will be downloadable on Monday. So, if you will, it's sort of a live event that is being recorded for rebroadcast on Monday. The download, the free download on Monday. So, as Backstage Pass members, you'll get the Monday show before anybody else as a live feed. You'll watch us producing that show on the video cast, and then on Monday it becomes a downloadable show. Colby, Alexis, same here. My dad used to take me to games when I was in junior high in the 70s. Lifelong fan. My older brother is an alum. Now that I sent you a note, how long until Phil says I'm hitting on you? I already said it, man. Michael Crosley, everyone, do your friends get pissed off when they hear you listening to or talking about the Phil show? Most of mine don't get it. Well, then they're dumb motherfuckers. Just tell them that, Michael. Just say, oh, well, you assholes don't get it. So go back to listening to dot, dot, dot. Phil, come to Dubai. I'll find the bar. I will. If I can survive my trip there, absolutely. William, it's a hard show to explain. Charlie, Michael Crosley, no, because most of my friends are fans to begin with, believe it or not. Bernie, I'd like it if you come to Humboldt County. That's Bernie A. lives in Humboldt County. Alexis, Colby Jack, just bonding over Seattle stuff. Ken Forsey, James Kaufman, hang by your thumbs. Here's Jamie. Hey, Phil, is Margaret ready to publicly address you? I already saw that one, man. Michael Crosley, my brothers listen to Phil at work and are pissed his coworkers off to no end. Man, I'm so happy that I have such a effect on people. That's amazing. Come on down to Birmingham. He's 6'4", 6'6", with the afro. James Kaufman, since the East Coast, West Coast internet hack, my download speeds have doubled. That's great. I got to get all the way down here to the bottom. I can't read this shit. It's like it's impossible for me to keep track of this. All right. I think I'll just go to here. Anderson, is Art Bell ever going to make a comeback? I don't know. Ask him, you know. Michael Crosley, yes, very painful. Jeff, Christian, I'm going to open a funeral home so I can double charge and bury my mistakes. That's good. Jamie, Phil, want to host a HendryCon here at my place? There's a large pool area with TVs, barbecue, and a couple of hot tubs for those that want to get sess. Is that your house? Shit, yeah. If it's an apartment complex, probably not. But Charlie, I'm talking to Anderson. If you're talking about Phil's Art Bell, then probably not as long as the real Art Bell remains retired, unfortunately. Yeah, the real Art Bell is gone, you know? And I don't know. I mean, I just, it's not interesting to me, I guess. I guess art was interesting for a while, but I don't know. Rory McLeod, go back to listening to Debbie Daly. Lorenzo, could I request a little bit of The Lady That Whispers? The lady, Karen Deauville? Yeah, man, absolutely. It's with this. Phil fan, Debbie Daly is better. Charlie, speaking of Debbie, are she and Bob Bacon still an item? You know what, man? That was a really good idea, and I forgot to do that. Forgot to build that out. Jason, hi, Phil. What's the backstory at Halsey Morris, the Pumpkin Patch guy? Such a unique character in your stable. Creeps me out even more than Herb. Probably just driving by a pumpkin patch one day. We have a lot of pumpkin patches up here for whatever fucking reason in the Ventura, Santa Barbara area. There's a pumpkin patch up at the end of Victoria before you hit the freeway. There's a pumpkin patch, a huge pumpkin patch on the way to Santa Barbara. There's got to be at least three or four. There's pumpkin patches all over the goddamn. Maybe there's something about the ocean air or sand or something. But when I drive by those and I think of the movie, you know, Halloween, the first thing I thought of was Pumpkinhead. You know, the movie Pumpkinhead? And the pumpkin patch, you know, haunting the pumpkin patch just came to mind. J.G. Pasternak writes, I had actually turned the TV off in the seventh inning because the Braves looked flat and the game looked over. Couldn't resist, though. Flipped it back on just in time to see Bonds heave the ball toward the... What are you talking about, Braves, man? Oh, he's talking to somebody about something. George McFly, yo, Phil, notice you never see Art Bell and Phil Hendry at the same time. Coincidence? I think so. Michael Crosley, Sid fucking Bream. I remember when Sid Bream played for the Dodgers. Just like I remember when Kevin Green played for the Dodgers. Vic Lombardi, 3-2-1 Toffees. Mike, MD Phil fan. My family got a big kick out of General Johnson Jameson. Rory McLeod, Phil, that quote was from Fletch when he was dreaming that he was on the Lakers, and I think it was Chick Hearn doing the play-by-play. I don't know what, I forgot which quote it was now. Bryn McLaughlin is with us. George McFly, exactly, I had one about that. Bryn, Keith Richards and Phyllis Diller had also never been seen in the same room. Jeff, Ken Forsey, your Christmas show is now traditional in our house. Thanks. Well, I haven't done that for a couple of years, but, you know, I really, that Christmas show now has like a bad vibe for me because I got pneumonia in 2009, right after doing that motherfucking show. And it reminded me of how hard I was working and how I wasn't sleeping. And at the time, I was smoking 3 packs a day. I was all fucked up. So every time I think of that Christmas Carol show, I think of winding up in the fucking hospital. It's not fair. It's not right. But that's just kind of what happens. MD Phil fan, I think the pumpkins are really nuclear detonators. It's nuclear pumpkin proliferation. William asking, is he talking live? No. Rory McLeod, Brian has no shortage of koalas at her beck and call. Oh, Bryn has no shortage of koalas at her beck and call. I was just talking about you, Bryn, the other day, maybe on the air, maybe not, about having a listener / BSP in Perth. Are you still there? They barely exist in the wild here in Western. Yes, Bryn is still in Western Australia, and even found a picture of Perth online and posted last week. Phil, what time is the live show on Sunday? 6 o'clock, Colby Jack. It will be 6 o'clock every Sunday night. We'll do our live streaming show. And I would also say that on Sunday nights, it could be a chat, but I'm busy doing the show. But I do encourage you guys to go on to chat while you're watching the show or whatever. It's another cool opportunity to hook up with BSPs while I'm doing the show live. So it'll be Sunday night at 6 o'clock, every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, the live streaming show, unless we have another event of some kind that preempts it. But that's going to be sort of our seventh day show. So we have Monday through Friday, and then we have the Saturday cinema, as well as the, you know, replay of the chat. And then on Sunday will be a live show to be downloaded or broadcast later on Monday. Bryn, yes, I'm still here for a couple of more days. Bryn, what have you got, a man down there? What's going on? You got a husband there? Then I go back to San Francisco. Gotcha. Rory, you should make the kangaroos your minions. James, Phil, do you see any videos of Bob Dylan or the Stones from Coachella? I heard some kids calling it Geezer Fest. Oh, have I seen any? I have not. I never even heard of it, although it might have existed. I was just thinking of Bob Dylan the other day when he won the Nobel Prize. I remember going to see Don't Look Back, which I posted, I think, something on Twitter about that. The housemates here are all Phil fans. Thank you, Bryn. That's the way to do it. You know, thank you very much. Colby Jack, Phil said, hook up with BSPs. Yes. And you guys can do what you guys can take that to mean anything you want. Anything you want. All right, I think I'm caught up on all of the little chat boxes. I blew out a couple of. What is the plural of this thing? What's the plural of this? Mouses, or is it mouse? Is it the same as the singular? I have to go and get several mouse. Because I do have to go and get several of these. We blew out one, and I'm like overusing my right arm over on this side because we fucked up one of our mouse. Rory McLeod, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has the strangest fucking lineup of nominees this year. Well, who are they, Rory? Tell us. Ken Forsey, the joy you bring for those if those don't have who don't have ears to hear. Mice. Of course. I wasn't sure it being a technologic thing. Jamie, segment suggestion. Steve Bozell blames his 3-day gay sex bender on who? CL? Who's that? MD Phil Fan says mice. Jerome says mice. Lorenzo says mice. All right. Mice. Jeff, Phil, have you ever wanted a macaroni award? Have I ever won? Have I ever wanted a Marconi? That's how familiar I am. Only from an ego standpoint, Jeff, but not from any, like I didn't need it to validate what I do, but I always felt ego-wise, I probably deserved one. And, you know, radio, Marconi means I did really well in radio. Well, that's like saying he was a fantastic, in your business, Jeff, that would be like saying he was one of the best when it came to bleeding people with leeches. All right. You'd be like, well, thanks, but that actually is bullshit. You know, I don't want that fucking award because there's other shit we can do now besides bleeding people with leeches. So while you may be gratified that your peers saw bleeding with leeches to be, or maybe you do, Jeff, see bleeding with leeches as being a great thing, but I would rather be, you know, I would rather get a digital award now, a new media award, something like that. MD Phil Fan, Logitech M570 wireless trackball. Thank you. I don't really trust the wireless, you know, but I don't want to get into geek talk or anything, but I'll check it out, man. Jerome is also, he also is recommending Logitech with the wireless mice. Charlie, Rory, Doug Danger was talking about it earlier this year when Chicago and NWA were inducted. Rory McLeod, Depeche Mode, Pearl Jam. Is this the lineup, seriously? Depeche Mode, Pearl Jam, Kraftwerk, Tupac, Chaka Khan, ELO, Yes, Journey, Joan Baez, a few more. That's the fucking lineup for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Wow, that's a lot of people. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Tupac, I guess you have to include hip-hop because it all flows from the same sort of, you know, it flows from the same thing. Hip-hop flows from rock and roll, R&B and rock and roll. Jamie, segment suggestion. Steve Bozell blames the 3-day gay sex bender on Cliff Pettigrew for spraying loafer lightener on his shoes. What's loafer lightener? Top Dodger pitchers, my top two would be Valenzuela and Hershiser. Really? You ever heard of Sandy Koufax? Valenzuela was great. But Valenzuela, I saw them both. I saw Valenzuela, I saw Hershiser. Koufax didn't have, obviously, the longevity of either one of those guys. Koufax's arm went south pretty quick. I'd have to put Koufax in there somewhere. I wouldn't put Drysdale up as high as Hershiser. No way would I. Jane's Addiction has also been nominated. Charlie, this is Charlie. Charlie, how you doing, brother? I do hope Yes actually makes it in sometime. Better late than never. Talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. MD Phil Fan, yes, bloodletting. Talking about Jeff. Good answer, thanks. And I do use leeches. I knew you'd say that, man. I was married to one. But did you use her? Or did she use you? All right, Jeff. Lorenzo, has Margaret seen any of the new Blackzilla films? I don't think so. Ben, Phil, Are you a Firesign Theater fan? Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. I used to listen to those albums over and over. Firesign Theater, one of my major influences, them and Credibility Gap. And I'm actually friends with, and I'm not saying this to be, you know, because I don't think he even knows it, but I'm friends with Phil Proctor on Facebook. And, you know, one of these days, I wish I had the guy. I would say, God, can I just talk to you about Firesign? Because they were, you know, huge to me. And yes, I smoked a lot of fucking dope listening to that shit. J.G. Pasternak. So, Phil, been listening since the early 1990s, and I love the fact the early 1990s. So when I was in Ventura and Minneapolis. And I love the fact that the characters all exist in the same universe, but the universe is not always persistent. A character will do something that could have ramifications to other characters, but the next week, it's like that event never happened for anyone. But sometimes there are huge sea changes in the universe. How are those decisions made when a character deeply affects the larger universe? To give you a serious answer, which you deserve, I don't see it the way you see it. Maybe I should. I'm not kidding. But I see it as episodic. Hence, what happened last week no longer exists. Now this thing exists, unless we want it to. So it's an episodic, and I suppose you would look at it this way. A lot of shit has changed, and a lot of things have changed, and now here we are. And you go, well, how come that shit doesn't happen? In your sort of suspension of disbelief, you have to assume, oh, I guess a lot of shit happened, and now they're here. That's how I see it. To do the kind of world that you're talking about might be not a bad idea, because it would probably give us more show ideas. And that can't be bad. But by the same token, we would also have to have characters age. And that's a bitch, you know. Although, I guess they naturally age because I age. Somebody said to me the other day that R.C. Collins sounded like he was now 30 and drank too much. And sounds good to me, you know. So I think that's valid. I think that's valid. And I think I should consider that. But Vic Lombardi says those are the nominees. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Charlie, also my dad used to play in Joan Baez's live band on guitar in the 70s. No shit. What's your father's name? Rory McLeod, any list that includes Joan Baez and Tupac Shakur is probably too broad. Well, Joan Baez sort of hung on the fringes of rock and roll. But you're right. I don't see her. She was a real folky man. That would be like, if she's there, then you might as well put Tim Buckley, Tim Hardin, you know, people like that, but I don't know. Here is a vet. Janet Jackson is also on the list. Props to Tupac. He was truly a poet. Phil, this is Colby Jack. I worked at a radio station that won the Marconi Station of the Year Award one year. Impressive. Nope. The part owner, GM, was an egomaniac. He reminded me of the jerk who runs TRN. Anyway, he had all his radio buddies lobby the Marconi Selection Committee. That's why the station won. It was greasy. This is very true, and I have heard that, Colby Jack, and I'm seriously, I have. I've heard that, you know, there's a lot of blowjobs being given. There's all kinds of advertising that's, you know, it's... Of course, by the same token, are the Academy Awards any different, you know? I mean, I don't know how it works. I really don't. Bob Bakian does the traffic. Who does the weather? The W-H-E-T-H-E-R, Ken, as in whether or not. Who does the whether or not? I guess that would be me. Goldie Showers should be doing our weather, but I haven't really invented a character beyond the name for that. Charlie, I got two words for you. Fernando Valenzuela started out a pitcher, wound up a truck. Albert Brooks, the scout. I got two words for you, Fernando Valenzuela. MD Phil fan, digital leeches. Michael Crosley, what's a Marconi of the Year? Michael, that is, the Marconi is like the Academy Awards of radio. There's a Marconi, and there's also a, what is the other one? George Foster Peabody, a Peabody. The Marconi is the radio award, and a Peabody is also a radio award, but it's some other, it's weirder, it's more... You know, it's like very strange. I don't know if any of you know who Charles Osgood was. Charles Osgood was on TV on CBS, and he was in his later years on radio. And I was on the air one night at WCCO in Minneapolis. It was way back in like 1993. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. It's snowing like a motherfucker outside. I'm doing my weird ass show. I don't know. I'm turning into a werewolf. I'm doing some weird shit. And into the studio, not into the studio, but into the building on the fourth floor of this building that WCCO inhabited, walks Charles Osgood and his crew. And I'm like, fuck. And somebody says, yeah, that's Charles Osgood. The Charles Osgood from CBS? Yeah. And they proceed to sit down and hunker down and write and all the shit. And I remember Charles Osgood walking by the glass of the studio as I was there doing my thing and looking kind of, giving that look with that fucking bow tie. He wore that fucking bow tie, man, even when he was not on TV. And I looked at him and I was excited. I thought, fuck, man, that's Charles Osgood. Well, he has his whole staff of motherfuckers there. They did a 5-minute newscast. This is Charles Osgood, CBS News. I'm at WCCO Radio, one of the, you know, and he went on to say, one of the great heritage stations of the Midwest. And CCO was and is one of the great heritage stations. And that's why it surprises me what a changed station this is. And in his way, he did kind of a left-handed bang across my face for being so fucking weird. He didn't mention my name, but he did mention the fact that WCCO, as he was sitting there doing his show prep, boy, have they changed. They've got some strange people here. I remember when this station used to be this and that, you know. So I took that personally, and I think I should have taken it personally. And I never quite looked at Charles Osgood the same way. I didn't dislike him, but to me, he was definitely, you know, an old school guy, which was different, for instance, from the guys that did Twins baseball, John Gordon and Herb Carneal. These guys were longtime broadcasters, and they loved me. You know, John Gordon used to listen to my show when they got done with a Twins game. He'd be driving home listening to me. John used to say, love you, man. John was, he did Yankees. I don't know how many other teams. So it wasn't like all the old timers thought I was an asshole. It was just every now and again you came across one that just, he wasn't, wasn't a very nice guy. James Kaufman, Charlie, I used to work on Joan Baez's guitar when I was a guitar repairman. No shit. Is that true, James? Colby Jack. It's an award radio stations gave. He's explaining what the Marconi is. Somebody says he thought it had something to do with pasta. Okay. Bryn, Marconi Awards are the absolute best, aren't they? Yeah, they are, Bryn. In the radio world, they're considered to be, you're the best. So I'm not considered to be the best. Although I had a lot of people put me up for Marconi's. But I think I'm too fucking embarrassing. I don't know, you know. Jeff, Christian, are any of your kids going to go into the funeral business? Michael Crosley, Bazinga, Lorenzo, what happened to the Cuntington sisters? They're still around. They will make another appearance, don't worry. James Kaufman, Charlie, Joan had these very valuable somebody Martin guitars. Martins, I remember, were very expensive, James, back in the day. Jamie, I'd love to see the old Vulgar Margaret back. The old Vulgar Margaret? Well, how about the new Vulgar Margaret? Jeff, good choice. None of my kids want to be doctors. They said I was never home. That's Jeff, who is a doctor. Vincent, nominate Jeff Dowder and Dark Horse for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. Now that, I would love to see happen. J.G. Pastor Jack, I think that impression comes from the fact that I'll listen to a week's worth of shows back-to-back on a road trip. When you binge listen like that, you really pick up common threads. I heard you, man. Even if they were just little verbal tics you were using. No, I can dig that. I can dig that. Which, by the way, JG, this has got nothing to do with what you were talking about, but for those of us that binge listen to the show, we are going to, as I said, have a hierarchy. The most popular shows, the most popular characters, and then from there have the archives. But we're going to try to make available every week a large section of shows and say, okay, here is something from this year. Here's something from these months that you should listen to. These are the shows we did around 9/11, okay? These are the shows we did. You know, I have my Miami shows, folks, and we have the O.J. Simpson shows that we did in Miami. So, and I know you're asking, when will those be available? You know, very soon. We got hung up because of all the bullshit that happened in August. You may be on a road trip. You'll say, oh, and then we, you know, I want to listen to Phil. Let's go to the website. And we'll say, okay, this week we're featuring shows from the 2004 election. This week we're featuring shows from the 2000 election. This week we're featuring shows from God knows what, you know, any kind of weird shit that went down where, you know, we did a variety of shows. And I think to that extent, it's going to be really interesting. Charlie James, that's cool. I think my dad played mostly electric and classical guitar in that band. Charlie's father was in Joan Baez's band. Doubter's great quote from James Kaufman. You just said something we got to back up on. Right. Lorenzo, are you a WWE fan? I loved when you did Macho Man and Hogan. Used to be, not anymore. I was in my 30s, and I had a girlfriend that would come over to my house. Well, I better not say, but I don't know what it was with this girl, but we would watch WWE, and she would, nothing having to do with me, she would just do, you know, she would get into, I can't, she would, how do I put this? Never mind. She did, you know, it was fine. Bryn, in any organization, never ever get rid of the guy with the bow tie. After that, shit blows up. Right on. Goddamn right. JG Pastor Jack Christian, yeah, I get the same thing. 3,200-mile round trip in September with pretty much nothing but old PHS. Got the same character dreams, Bozell mostly. Ken Forsey, I'm pretending to hang up. Weather, click. Just okay. No, I hear you, man. Yeah, no, I think the weather guy would be Goldie Showers. But hey, I don't know. I don't watch enough weather, and that's my failing, but characters are developed because you see stuff happening. You watch, you know, you're paying attention to a particular thing. Most of the weather people that I see now are like on network television. Yeah, this is Chris Cuomo and we're here and there's a goddamn fucking hurricane. And, you know, they're not really standing in front of the traditional blue screen weather map anymore. They're the really interesting ones to me are all out in the field. All right, let's see. Jamie, my dad was in the radio business all through my childhood. Where was he? Where did he work, Jamie? And what was his name? Love to know that. Colby Jack, Phil, I worked at Cairo TV in Seattle. One day, Charles Kuralt walked in by himself. The front desk person thought he was just a guy. She made him wait for 45 minutes to the guy he came for. When she said the person came by to the lobby, he turned white, knowing he made Charles Kuralt wait for so long. No shit. But the coolest part of that is that Charles Kuralt went ahead and waited. You know? Just so you think that, you know, not everybody is a fucking prick, you know? James Kaufman, Phil, what's the perfect snack to go along with a Mexican mule after the chat? Well, when you drink that much tequila, anything, pasta, you know, if Lauren was here, she's not here tonight, but generally she would make me like, this is going to sound weird, but like an Indian curry dish of chickpeas and rice and shit like that. That tastes fantastic. Pizza. But I'm on a diet. So these are my calories pretty much for tonight and through tomorrow. And then Monday, I think we'll be back up to speed. Yeah, I'm currently dieting until I get back down to 210, where I was, so.
That's where that's at, y'all.
Guys, I thank you very, very much for joining me tonight. I wish that we were hanging out together tonight, and we will be. We will be. Very, very shortly. And like I said, we have a great, great design coming. Redesign on the site. it's going to make life for you guys so much better in terms of all of your subscription information, in terms of how easy it is to find things, in terms of giving you an interesting thing to sort of go to every day, in terms of, well, here is this group of shows, here's another group of shows, you know, sort of curate things. And it's probably long overdue, okay? So, let's see. Tomorrow is our Saturday cinema, and it's called something like, what the fuck is it? Something like, not No Time for Tears, but No More Tears, something like that. It's with Arthur Kennedy, Dan Duryea, Dan Defore, Elizabeth Scott. It's weird. It's a film noir. It's jacked up. And then we're going to have for you on Sunday, as I mentioned, we'll have our live show Sunday night right here on the website at 6 o'clock. And then Monday through Friday, we commence. Okay? Love you all. Thank you so much, you guys, for being a part of what we do. I mean it. All right? And I don't know. You know, what else? I'm sure there's a bunch of shit that I'm not mentioning to you because I'm forgetting, but we'll check you out on Sunday night at least. Remember to get together, chat with each other Sunday night, our live show, 6 o'clock Pacific, Sunday night.